done this study, screening beginning at younger age may become routine. This is Dr. Charles Snyderman reporting from Washington.
More on these stories from townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's the 6th of March, 2017. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. I love our theme.
And good morning to theme. Bad Bob. Good
and
morning, buddy.
Greetings and salutations.
I know you've got a rage that you want to share with people, but give us a couple minutes to get started here.
Okay, I will. I have to calm
build
myself
it
so I don't violate any FCC rules on this one.
Oh my goodness!
Well,
there's
good morning,
been a few
everybody.
Violations over the weekend.
Yeah.
I think
605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Now, we are not linked to the NSA, CIA, FBI, or any type of agency on our chat room. If you don't want to put your name in there, you don't have to. You come in as anonymously, and you come in like that. I've got my name in there. All it has is my name and my email address. So what? I mean, do you really – well, I'm not going to say that. Do you really think they're listening? Because maybe they are. But as Brennan said 4 years ago, we are not collecting on any Americans. And then, of course, we found out he was lying. So – but – what is the stuff that you actually say in here that is that dangerous when you think about it? When on our show,
I think sometimes
you may call somebody an idiot.
You think maybe I don't know. Just question. He turned me up just a little bit. Am I in the right one? How's that? There we go. You think sometimes that maybe people think that if you say certain words, they feel like maybe in the satellite atmosphere that. If you have an opinion that's going through a filtered program that then detects that you have a certain mindset, I can understand where people are paranoid about that.
Well, the Casey in our chat room would be the least of your problems.
I'm not sure that the men in black are searching for us right here. I haven't seen any helicopters coming. But you know what? If you don't want to put your name in, if you don't want to go in there with your name, SunGold does. We love SunGold. But if Exter, you don't want to, just come in anonymously and say things. Or anybody. It's easy. All you have to do is just put it in there and say, okay, I'm just anonymous, just for now, for today.
I recommend to people that they have a Hotmail or what is now Outlook throwaway address, and that's the address you put into all these web forms when they ask you for an email, because that's where all the junk can go. And it's not clogging up your regular inbox.
Well, it's free and it's not
And I tell
hard.
You, what's even better is I use Bob's email. You know, and that way there's really somebody there, and I know Bob will get on the other end. He's bubbling with anger.
You know, so, I never jumped. When was the last time you dumped your trash?
Oh, I dump it every time it hits 10,000. I dump it.
I haven't looked in my trash and dumped my trash.
Oh my gosh, how many do you have?
I don't even know. I really don't know. Why you're talking about it. Why, now you're talking about it. I have no idea. Let's see when we go down there. We'll do it at the break. Anyway, let's talk about the weather. Currently 37 degrees in the downtown. Is that correct, Bob?
Actually, it is. And we have, looking at the KCNR weather radar, we got snow just to the north of us, boys and girls.
Yeah, I saw that. It was coming in. And they said they got tons of snow this weekend.
Yeah.
Tons. That's what the word they used. This was a weather report. We have tons of snow. I mean, I'm not exactly sure how that falls out.
Tons,
if you're
tons,
planning
tons.
On driving north, expect to have to carry your traction gear, and we could face a shutdown. This is a very brief but very cold storm that is hitting us. Not a lot of accumulation, but it's going to be slippery and cold.
Yeah, 37 degrees. Again, our highs will be around 50 today. Showers likely tonight. According to the National Weather Service, this is the forecast we have. Tonight, our lows are 41. Tomorrow, calls for high 55 with showers likely. And then again, chance of showers on Tuesday night. Wednesday, chance of showers with 60. And Wednesday evening, calls for showers again, mostly cloudy with our lows of around 49. So as we can see, the temperature is rising a little bit, warming up. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 65. And Thursday night, again, chance of rain. So the forecast is calling for chance of showers. All the ways I'm looking through Sunday, chance of showers is the forecast. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time we read the weather, they are our weather sponsor. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Happy to hear that on this Monday morning, because we know that we've got a couple other gripes here about people getting gouged.
Okay.
But Shasta Gas Propane does not do
that. No, no, they're great people.
365-3793.
Okay, Bob, this is your chance.
I got something in my craw. Lead off
Monday with
something
this.
Something in my craw.
I have a couple of friends who I just reconnected with, one of whom is a veteran. I'm going to preface that. Their latest PG&E bill was in excess of $700, and they don't know if they can do that and make their rent. They're really scared. Meanwhile, first thing I hear on the news this morning is that PG&E is offering pot growers agricultural rates so they can get cut-rate electricity to grow their dope. Anybody but me seeing a problem here?
Wow.
That a veteran couple is could possibly lose their home while the dope growers are getting a free ride. Not a free ride, but a discounted ride.
I'm wondering.
Rage!
There's rage there. I'm wondering if they're doing that as well, Bob, with farmers who are growing rice and crops and Brussels sprouts and asparagus. Well,
yes, those folks do qualify for the ag rate. But this is a federally illegal recreational substance. I'm sorry, people who say that you need it as a medicine, but come on.
I just find it. You know what? California never ceases to amuse me. And amaze me. Maybe not amuse. We've got somebody coming in here said that absolutely not. They weren't tapping people, just like Carl just said. Then he had to apologize in a written statement to Feinstein, because Feinstein knew better than that. He also heard a rumor that Carl and Bob have been meeting with Pelosi and having salads down at Cheesecakes Unlimited. Foo-foo. Something also that I've been offered the pink hat to wear, the pink kitty cat hat to wear, which, by the way, I was offered that by a friend, and I said I would do that if my friend would put the Trump sign out in her yard. So far, she has not delivered me the pink hat.
Now, am I seeing Laura Ingraham's picture?
Yeah, you are.
Right when we're doing
next show.
Next show.
I was trying to bring that up before you said it. That's
I was
for
curious
next show.
About that. Okay.
Because we have our pictures up, too.
Currently.
Hey, you know what? After last week of being off from this, I know everybody missed it. Is
yes.
Now playing. Your picture is slightly smaller.
Yes,
I
okay. With our new website. Thank you very much.
It's going up. One of the things that when you're sick, and you were sick bad. I mean, I have not seen Linda this sick. Last time you had pneumonia and you were kind of down, but not down like this.
Well, this is one
and
of those.
You were just
many people
out.
Have had this where you think you're getting better. And then, boom, one day out, 2 days in bed. One day out, 2 days in bed. But one of the things that really, I think, is one of the great wonderments in life is when you have a really good mattress. And it's the truth. I mean, because you think about a car and you think about your mattress. Where do you spend a lot of time? You spend a great deal of time resting and trying to restore your body, and that's through great sleep, and that's what we have with our Sleep Number bed.
That's right, and I tell you what, Sleep Number offers you the chance for rest, and rest is part of the three-legged stool here for health. You have sleep, good diet, and exercise, and we have them all here, right here in a good old little Redding here where we work out and farmers markets and all that stuff, but then sleep here with Sleep Number. With the optional Sleep IQ technology, it tracks your sleep and it gives you personal insights also if you wanted to opt for that. Now, not only that, but J.D. Power has said that Sleep Number is highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses for 2 years in a row. And for more, information on that, you can check out J.D. Powers. But right now, you can come into a Sleep Number store and see and feel the difference and save $400 on their most popular P5 Queen mattress. That's now $1,199.99. You know, Sleep Number. My Sleep Number setting is 60.
And mine is goes between 40 and 55.
That's right. Your Sleep Number setting goes between 40 and 55.
That's right.
There you go. And you're liking it.
Yes.
All right. Sleep Number. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go down and see the pros down there. They're going to put you in the bed, let you feel it, and you know what? And let you see what's great. Now, one of the things you just said, by the way, as we move into our next segment, is that you spend most of your time in your car and in the bed, right? Why couldn't they make a Sleep Number mattress that fits into your car?
Into your self-driving car.
Into your self-driving car. When you have your self-driving car, you can punch in your destination, hit your Sleep Number setting, and have a nice little nap on the way there. Instead of now, when you have a nice little nap, people scream all the time. We'll be right back after these messages.
You are running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower. Has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry. 25 years, bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. May be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call. 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
And now, back to our show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show.
Remember these guys?
Yes. Casey and our 1460 on this Monday morning. How you doing? We're going to give some love out to our sponsors, Home Helpers, in home care service. Sharon Clark owns a company. They're bonded. Wonderful if you're needing some kind of care after a surgery, coming home from the hospital, perhaps after a pregnancy, any kind of thing you could possibly want, as well as maybe somebody's becoming elderly in your family and they just need a little bit of help. Home Helpers, give them a call at 226-8350.
Okay, now, we have a local here that's going to be famous. Well, I don't know if the word famous is right. the thing is, after the show, reality, I'd like to get Jason Gassaway in here. Now I know how to get a hold of him. Former sheriff's deputy. And he's on a reality show that's this week, and I've got to go find it. Not because I necessarily want to see him naked, but but that's what it is. Naked and Afraid. He's out there in the jungles of Bolivia or someplace with a female who is a gun store owner out of Illinois or Ohio or someplace like that. But Jason is a former sheriff, sheriff's deputy here. He was a sergeant here on the Shasta County Sheriff's Department. Well known, was I think he was Officer of the Year one time. But he said he wanted to do this because he'd watch it and he'd go, well, you know what? That was stupid. I mean, I'll bet I could do better than that. And then one day he says, well, hey. So he did it. He went out and he applied for it. I think they get something. I think they get a knife in a bag.
You can't wear a buckle.
Well, you know, usually the bag, the people would probably put that around in front of them as they're being filmed. But anyway, he and the girl went out. He wouldn't say when he was interviewed. He wouldn't say where he ended up at. You know, how long do they last and all this. He said, you know what he said? I wanted to come across as being a nice guy, he says, because he says, I am a nice guy, but they can cut things and make things weird. And he says, I didn't want to be a weird person out there. Like, I've seen a lot of people get just really – I can't imagine why. They're eaten alive by insects. They're naked. There was somebody they don't really know who's also naked. And they're walking around naked in the jungle or on the veldt of Africa getting thorns in their feet. I mean, I've watched it, like, twice. I have never been able to watch it all the way through. I did see this one at the end of this one, and saw the woman had just collapsed totally and in the desert. And here's the thing about it is they're not alone out there. They've got camera crews with them the whole time. And in fact, in one of the scenes, they said they had to recut it because you could see buildings in the background a mile away. Anyway, this woman collapsed and they got her to the hospital right away. So you got to figure, well, she couldn't have been too far away from a hospital.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it didn't say they're not naked and afraid and out in the middle of nowhere by themselves, like that show Alone, but they're not naked. But well, anyway.
There was that big thing a couple of years ago where it turned out that Bear Grylls was actually spending the night at a Holiday Inn or something
like that. Oh, God. You know what? Oh, my God, it's wet out here. I'm going to go to Holiday Inn.
I went to Holiday Inn Express.
Yeah, I went to Holiday Inn Express, and I'm smart now. Okay. Anyway, it's going to be on this week. It's going to be – I don't know which channel it is. But I'd like to get Jason Gassaway. Now I know how to get a hold of him. We're going to get Jason in here and talk to him. What's it like to spend 22 days – naked and alone. Well, you're not alone because you got a female there.
Man, you also have camera people. They've got to tape it somehow.
Hey, did you see in that one where there – did you see Naked Dating? I mean, I've never even watched that. But I saw where there was a lawsuit because they're supposed to be – they blur all the essential
all the
parts.
Bits. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, all the essential – well, one of them wasn't blurred when he and she were wrestling, and the girl – was revealed. I mean, dramatically revealed, I guess, to America. She's got a $5 million suit against the company saying, wait a minute, I did not expect my genitals to be exposed nationwide on this thing.
There's actually software where the pixelation, because it blocks portions of the image.
Right.
Well, if you have enough video, you can actually, this is what NASA does to get pictures from Mars to here that are clear, is that it looks at the series of pictures and reconstructs a still image that is crystal clear.
Wow. Really?
No. Just shows science can overcome pretty much anything.
Yeah, but in this one, didn't overcome the fact that her hoo-hoo was out.
Well, let me tell you something about that science has not overcome, and that is the overpopulation of one of my favorite cities in California, and that's Venice. Less than 100 yards from hipster restaurants, cafes, and giant streets, art installations of Main Street in Venice, California, to a straggly line of industrial warehouses and storage facilities where a homeless encampment has sprawled over an entire city block. Now imagine this in Venice, California. Tents and shopping carts filled with clothing and possessions obstruct sidewalks and parking spaces along 3rd and Rose Avenue and prompt unceasing complaints from nearby residents as well as stares of amazement from tourists. The encampment, home to people with nowhere else to go, is a constant reminder that all is not well in one of the fastest gentrifying neighborhoods in North America.
Wow.
What do you do?
Well, you know, and there's something that you know, that's the question. What do you do? So I think one of the things you do is you either bite the bullet and you figure out a way to house them in an area away from downtown, or let's move everybody out of here, Bender. And then what are you going to do? Where are you going to push them into? What's next to Venice? Push them into the next city over? Then they push back?
Well, and then you have another place down in L.A., which would be Marina Del Rey. There's a sinkhole, and people are absolutely up in arms about it. Yeah, sinkhole happening.
We just know somebody that's just moving down there.
Absolutely.
Just moved down there. Just bought a place.
I know you
down
have
there.
Other things in the headlines.
Well, let me hit these things.
Yes.
Trump says that his campaign in Trump Towers was wiretapped. This is huge. This is going crazy. Some people think that Trump, he tweeted that out on Saturday.
Yes, he did. I don't know.
Was
about
to
that.
Take Ugh. Away the pressure that, you know, that Sessions said, hey, look, I'll recuse myself from this. I did nothing wrong. Sessions did nothing wrong when he was meeting with the Russians. You know, they all did. In fact, at one point, every one of the senators met with the Russians at some point. Anyway, the other thing, new immigration order is going to be out. Nations are down to 6. They took a rock off the nation since screening measures have gotten better. Visas are okay. What they've done is they've changed it to the way it should have been. It doesn't take place today. It takes place on March 19th. They got a chance to look at it, get some ideas. And the last time they rolled it out, it was kind of like the first when it just didn't roll out very well. It could have been handled a lot better. The Obamacare replacement bill is on tap for this week. This week, Obamacare replacement bill. Let's see what happens on that one. A lot of it needs to be changed. Some of it needs to be, you know, you need to keep a lot of it too. So if you're going to make this a success, but this is a big thing, and I think Trump said, "Well, hey, this thing's hard." Well, really, it is hard. It's made harder though by the fact of Obamacare and all the things they did and made it just damn near impossible to fix right away. So you can't. You're just going to have to chip and chip and chip away from at this thing. Okay, now here's the last thing. Oh, here's the other thing. There's a lot of things.
Is it the last thing or another thing?
No, this is just another thing. O.J. could be paroled this year.
Really?
O.J. Simpson could be paroled this year. Now, here's something they said. There is a video from inside the Oval Office. If it looks like Trump's chewing out Bannon and Prius.
Yep.
That's what it looks like. Everybody's hands are moving around, all this. How in the heck does somebody film something in the Oval Office and it gets out like this? I mean, this is the Oval Office. This has to be the people in there, the Inner Sanctum guys. Did they have the press in there while he's chewing out somebody? I can't imagine that would happen. You can see people in the background, including Ivanka. I mean, who sat there with their telephone
CNN.
or something? CNN what?
Well, this is, like their freak out of what's her name with her heels on the couch, you know.
Well, and that's the other thing. So what? You know, Michelle Obama had her, you know, feet on that same couch, and they didn't make a big thing out of that one. No, of course not. This was just the Democrats getting their shot at. But he did it in a sexist manner. This congressman out of Louisiana says, oh, yeah, she looks very comfortable there on the couch like that, kind of like before. He mentioned something about Clinton. Oh, I mean, even his own people turned on him immediately and said that was totally uncalled for. And he tried to say, oh, that's just a term from down south. And we say familiar means that she's comfortable there.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong.
Bless your heart.
African-American, you know, this isn't some 90-year-old white, you know, guy that says, oh, I'm just used to comfortable. No, this is a young, hip, black congressman who says, oh, I just used that term. No, you didn't use the term for like that. Just say it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hmm.
Shall we?
Not that the color makes any difference. It's just, you know what? I'm just so tired of them thinking we're so stupid.
Selective standards.
You know, and that, oh, it's okay for Clinton to do this, but it's bad for Trump to do that. But it's the same thing. Or it's less. Why? What is this? What is this? You know, this. And then here's Mika, what's her face, from Morning Joe says, I just don't think he's mentally competent enough to be president. She says this out loud. You know, and this is the type of things that he's going against. Not one time did I hear a major newscaster say that Barack Obama does not have the capabilities or the common sense or, you know, blah, 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 to be president. Well, maybe they did. But, I mean, to come on and attack after the man's been elected, yeah. You know.
Well,
I mean, it's getting to the point where this is like a full-on war. And they've got, you know, and they think that they can just keep going and going. What do they think is going to happen, that he's going to resign?
I know. Well, Dan Rather, of course, beating the drum. There's a man I've lost all shreds of respect for as a journalist. You know, he used to be the top of the game, and now you look at him, you go, "You are pathetic, sir."
Yeah, some of the things he says. He is pathetic. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Hey, but you know what? Let's just move on to something a lot cooler. Let's move on to you prepping the spring place.
We have a lot of wonderful things this morning that are community supported.
Beginning of the month, we try to be this way, and then and then wait till tomorrow. When I'm here and I go berserk. Anyway, because I've got a lot of things lined up. Okay, hey, look, we'll be right back with you prep.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments, and don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob. It's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 43 degrees, going up to 50 today. Might have a little scattered showers later on. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where they give discounts to seniors and veterans. 365-3793.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the show. Again, we always love to embrace our local schools, and this morning we're looking at UPREP. And with us this morning is Elizabeth Johnson, who's going to be directing this upcoming six vignettes.
Correct.
And why don't you just go ahead and give us a little bit of a description, and then we'll get to Sarah Vader and Mark Cohen. We're going to be talking a little bit about maybe their parts. So, Sarah, Elizabeth, what's going on?
UPREP has a spring play that I direct every year, and this year we are doing what's called All in the Timing by David Ives. It features a collection of six absurdist, hilarious vignettes.
Absurdist.
Absurdist. Crazy and silly. It opens this Friday for a three-night run only. On the Mars stage, the unique thing about this production is that the audience is seated on stage with the actors. In the round.
Wow.
So we have about seating for about 100 people. So it's a little, like a little black box setting. And it's at 7:30, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. It's not a Sunday matinee. It's an evening show. And tickets are $10 for adults and students for $5.
And how did you go about selecting this kind of property?
I had seen a lot. I had seen three of these vignettes myself live in the Old City Hall. Oh, gosh, maybe 8-10 years ago. Loved them. Was awed, shock and awed by them. And it just really lent itself to a high school setting. There was a little bit of strategic editing on some of them, but we made it appropriate for all. I just love them. And
strategic editing. I like that. Can we steal that phrase and use that here at KCNR?
All yours, Linda.
Strategic. Well, with us is Sarah Vader and
like
Mark,
Darth.
And Mark Cohen. And the two of you are playing, do you have roles, or are they, do you have a name of your character? Let's start with you, Sarah.
I am Mrs. Trotsky, and Mark is Mr. Trotsky.
Okay, now this is the Trotsky of the founder of the Communist Party, Trotsky.
Correct.
Right? Okay.
Yes, Leon Trotsky.
Leon, okay.
Have you studied this a little bit? Get in there, Mr. Cohen. Have you studied, have you had to do some background studying on these characters?
Yes, I had to do a little bit just to understand what they're thinking. Read a little bit of the Communist Manifesto just to get a little background. Interesting ideas going on there.
Yeah, I saw you two both giggling. Let me tell you, the very first time I was on the radio, because this is the first time they've been on the radio, was back when I was in high school. And once a week, we would go do the news on our local community radio station, kind of like here. And except they had us in a little room, my buddy and I, Hank. Mm-hmm. And we're standing, and we're both getting ready to get the microphone. We had everything written out. And a spider came across.
Oh, my gosh.
And when it did, I reached out and went, bam! And I hit it right before we went on. Well, Hank started laughing. And then I started laughing. So for 5 minutes of the news from Eisenhower High School, Yakima, Washington, was us. We never did the news again. We were pulled from that. But, you know, and then, you know.
Anyway, you've redeemed yourself now, Carl.
We chortled. Well, no. So a lot of people say, no, you should have quit right then. Okay. So we have Leon and Mrs. Trotsky. You've read the Communist Manifesto. Manifesto. And so you are just, you're here now.
You're prepped and ready.
You're prepped and ready.
And the title of this vignette is called Variations on the Death of Trotsky.
Wow.
You guys want to give us a little bit of that?
Sure thing.
Okay.
All right. Get in there.
We going?
Go.
The proletariat is right. The proletariat must always be right. And the revolution of the proletariat against oppression must go on forever.
Leon.
And forever and forever.
Leon, I was just reading the encyclopedia.
The heading?
Trotsky, Leon.
Good. It's about me.
Listen to this. On August 20th, 1940, a Spanish communist named Ramon Mercader smashed a mountain climber's axe into Trotsky's skull in Coyoacán, a suburb of Mexico City. Trotsky died the next day.
What is the year of that encyclopedia?
1994.
Strange.
Yes.
But interesting. I am Trotsky.
Yes, dear.
And this is our house in Coyoacán?
Yes.
And we have a Spanish gardener named Ramon.
Mercader, yes.
Hmm. There aren't any other Trotskys living in Coyoacán, are there?
I don't think so, not under that name.
Hmm. What is the date today?
August 21st,
1940. Aha! Then I am safe. The article said it happened on the 20th, which means it would have happened yesterday. And I'd be dead today, with a mountain climber's axe in my skull.
But, Leon...
Will the capitalist press never get things right?
Leon, I think that there is a mountain climber's axe in your own skull right now.
Well, it certainly does look like one.
Okay, now this is the theater of the absurd. So,
yes. And he absolutely
good job, guys.
Yeah, no, really good job.
You should see him. I mean, they were right into right in the character
here. Yeah, that's
here.
Great, guys.
Yes, I did it in 1994.
So how is you prep? Let's talk about a little bit.
Oh, wait, but just don't go back to this one.
Yeah.
Where did this come from? I mean, these one act plays.
David Ives is the playwright, and he has actually as I've investigated, he has a lot of them spread out everywhere, and a lot of different ones, and this is six of them. The first three are the ones that are kind of like the set pieces for the play, and other ones, you can bring other ones in and out.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, let's get into U Prep for a second. Okay, what grade, Sarah?
I'm a sophomore at U Prep.
I'm a sophomore as well.
So you're sophomores. How U Prep, I know you guys just did the big science bowl. I mean, you know,
yes.
applause.
Y'all just kicked butt there.
That is so cool.
I think Mark was on one of the teams.
Were you on one of the teams?
Okay, what does that mean? Which one? Which part?
I was not on the team that went to the championship, so I'm not going to nationals. However, we did make it to the quarterfinals. So.
Well, that's cool. What was the team? What kind of, was it science, math, what?
Yeah, it was a science bowl team.
Okay.
So, yeah,
all right.
We have three of them for high school, so.
Do you get to read a lot of Russian work through science?
not particularly.
So how'd you get your Russian accent, Leon?
Well,
he had that day one of auditions.
I don't know.
Really, it's an Austrian one, but it's close.
Yeah.
Sarah, what do you do besides besides being beautiful and talented?
She's in my orchestra also.
Yeah, I like this too.
What do you play?
I play violin.
Ooh.
And Mark is also in the orchestra. He's accompaniment on the piano.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, yeah, these
so can you play?
So super talented.
Can you play? Was that Chicken in the Bread Basket?
Or that? He's from the south.
Like,
so
can you play like the fiddle?
I can play the fiddle.
Oh, okay. Can you do that? Do that stuff?
Yes,
along with the violin, but along with your concertos, can you get right into it?
I do.
Devil Went Down to Georgia and that kind of stuff.
I actually really enjoy fiddle music, and my violin teacher, some of the first pieces she taught me was. fiddle music, so
cool.
I really enjoy it.
And so now you're also a piano player then over there.
A little plug for Mark Cohen. He won our latest talent show. He's a very accomplished pianist and plays piano along with my orchestra also. So
wow.
Now talk for yourself.
I'm always looking for piano players.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you do any jazz? Standards?
Yeah, I do a little bit.
Are you old enough to get in bars?
What? Technically, no. I work my way in.
You're 15, right? 15, 16?
I think so.
Yeah, as long as there's food in a restaurant, you can play.
Yeah.
That's true. That's the way it used to be, anyway. Mm-hmm. I was 15 when I started, so I just did like happy hours that served, you know, food. Appetizers. Appetizers,
nice.
So. But anyway, you guys are such a thrill. So great to see. Fresh, you're in the morning here, and U Prep is always
it's one of
the
our
kids that
places.
Come in from U Prep or the young adults or whatever, individuals are just always so wonderful. They always leave an impression on us.
Thank you very much.
And so, Elizabeth Johnson, we know that you're such a talent. We're very blessed to have you in our community with all that you do. With all that you do.
Even us conservative radio types.
you will like it.
You know, this is one of the best things about running is one of my best friends is Judy Salter. So you can imagine that she and I just don't quite, you know, agree on everything. And she comes up and she gets right on my chest like this. She goes, but what did you think about this? I said, get over it. You won.
Burn. Yeah.
She says, I have a pink hat for you to wear. I said, sure. As soon as you put the Trump sign out in your front yard. So, we stop at that point.
We love to just have great open conversations.
Yeah. We're very excited again.
Time and place again this weekend where you get tickets.
Tickets are at the door or through our ASB office. You can call the ASB office. The show opens this Friday. It runs Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 7:30, all three nights, including Sunday. Yeah. And tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for students, seating on the stage in the round.
Okay. Fantastic. So, of course, Elizabeth Johnson is the director on all this and does a wonderful job. And Mark Cohen, who is a multifaceted young man here who won the talent contest, was on the science team that got into the quarterfinals, and he plays Leon Trotsky in here with a good, you know, Argentinian accent. And, well, that's the Argentinians after the Germans went down there. Yeah. You can read about that. And of course,
Hitler could still be there.
Yeah. Sarah Vader. Sarah. How can you ever forget your last name, Sarah? Are you both from here in Reading then, huh?
Or
in this general area?
Well, no, I'm not. I'm from Red Bluff.
I live in Red Bluff.
Yeah. Red Bluff. Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool. Anyway, it sounds like it's going to be a good time. You two are just fantastic.
And then we'll put your poster out.
So. We'll put your poster out.
Thank you, Elizabeth, for calling us, setting this whole thing up. We're really excited to have you guys break a leg.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Redding Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State. estate.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to 2 Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, it's Monday, the 6th of March. It's 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, 43 degrees, going up to 50 today. 605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. On top of the Veterans Promotion, you can also win $200 gift card by just calling in to the company at 241-DISH, 241-DISH or 241-3474, and you can win a $200 gift card. Now, remember, savings of $100 on new service to anyone referring a veteran or veteran's family or their widows, and savings to local veterans, veterans' families, or widows, $500 savings on new service, anything that you have like that. They've got special packages. It's Doug Tooley. He's a veteran, it's a veteran-owned business, and he's got just the best ideas for helping veterans get cable or getting satellite TV.
Hey,
attached.
Linda, when you're done with your headlines, I want to ask you something about a piece that's fluttering through the blogosphere about Emma Watson.
Emma Watson.
Yeah, she's getting a lot of flack because she is a self-declared feminist about you know, the power of women, and yet she's getting so much heat from the mainstream feminist movement over the Vanity Fair shoot in which she is wearing a very revealing outfit, and they're saying, you can't be both.
But she's not. Showing anything. It's a crocheted top.
Why can't you be a feminist and love your body and be like, I'm free with who I am and my thoughts? Yeah. And your body you come in with your birthday suit. I know people just get so weirded out on that stuff.
Yeah, I was wondering what because you've lived in that environment since you were her age and before.
I just think she just needs to be who she is.
Yeah.
And you've always been
who you are.
And if she feels like that was I think it takes time before you really know who you are. In your 20s, for me, in my teens and my 20s, in show business, you're really trying to fit into what other people think, their expectations or their molds or a type or a casting a type. And it just doesn't work. It just does not work. And if you are to be a type, like, say, during the time of Charlie's Angels, that's my era, Wonder Woman. There was a time when I lived in LA that, you know, you had to be blonde and a turned up nose and they kept saying to me, you're too European looking. Well, now my hair's blonde, but back then you're too European looking. So you just kind of caught into who am I? And show business is brutal. It's extremely brutal. I would never recommend anybody only for love and for pleasure, but not for a profession is very, very hard unless you really go into serious acting. These kids that were here today so they're very well-rounded. They're very well-rounded. So, Emma, I don't know what to say about that.
I just don't think she deserves the criticism.
No. Okay. Now, recently, when Carl and I went to Albuquerque, well, not recently, for Thanksgiving, we went to go visit the kids. Carl was taken out of line on the way back. Do you remember that? You had a pat down?
Well, and the thing about it was we were in the, pre-TSA screened.
Yes.
And so when we went through, I didn't have my shoes on. And then there was this little beep, and the guy goes, oh, you have to take your shoes off. I said, I thought it was he says, yeah, but the alarm went off. You have some kind of chemical on your shoe. And I said, yeah, I mean, my shoes, I walk around everywhere, And so what they ended up doing was not only going over my shoes, going through my bag I carried on, and then getting a pat down.
Yes.
Now, you're getting ready to probably talk about
the U.S. Transportation Security Administration has declined to say exactly where and how employees will be touching air travelers as part of the more invasive physical pat down procedure it recently ordered. But the agency does expect some passengers to consider the examination unusual. In fact, the TSA decided to inform local police in case anyone calls to report an abnormal federal frisking according to a memo from an airport trade association obtained by Bloomberg News. The physical search for those selected to have one is what the agency describes as more comprehensive, quotation marks, screening replacing five separate kinds of pat-downs it previously used. The decision to alert local and airport police raises the question of just how intimate the agency's employees may get. On its website, the TSA says employees use the back of the hand for pat-downs over sensitive areas of the body. In limited cases, additional screening involving a sensitive area pat-down with the front of the hand may be needed to determine that a threat does not exist.
Well, I tell you what. So you're talking about package checks. Let's do a package check here.
Now, don't touch my junk.
Don't touch my junk. Okay, I tell you what. You want to touch my junk? It's like this. Okay, some guy comes up and he wants to say, I'm sorry, this is going to have to be more of a front forward. Excuse me, I would like to have a woman do this. I don't want to have a guy down there making sure that I'm safe. I want it to be a woman. Can you ask for somebody?
I'm not really sure.
What would you do?
Well, I
mean, the guy kind of he used the back of his hands, but he didn't touch me there.
No,
he,
I think that
and he was kept apologizing. You know, sir, I know.
He
I'm
was
sorry,
very
sir.
Kind.
He says, "Sir, you just happened to come through in this
he
alarm."
He was very up. Kind,
very
if,
nice,
if,
and he was. And I felt, you know, okay, hey, son, you got a job. Just come on, let's just do it. Let's just get out of this thing. But he didn't try to, you know.
Well, I think if it's a woman, if it's a woman, I think you probably have a woman do the patting down.
I think we should have an option there.
Yes,
I like
sure.
to have the blonde over there pat me down. Okay, going through Japanese security. Now, this was decades ago. They patted you down. And my first sergeant is a tough old guy. She comes up, and it's a female, and she pats him down, da, 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 and then she reaches up and taps him and just puts her hand right on his package here.
Yeah.
And he jumped in the air. I swear he was up in the air. You know how you get up on your knee, on your tiptoes?
It's like cat levitation, right?
Roadrunner.
I wish I'd... You know, I actually had cameras back then for this. And he comes down and he's looking at me. He's as red as Linda's sweater is today, which is very red. And he's like this, and he goes, sir. I said, yeah, First Sergeant. He goes, you see that? I said, yeah, I did, First Sergeant. He goes, I think I got to go back through.
Okay, speaking
I said, okay, First Sergeant.
Okay, on a more serious note, Japan has moved to its highest possible alert level. After North Korea fired four ballistic missiles simultaneously into nearby waters, you know, when I think about that, I think about the ocean and the critters.
Well,
I don't think
they went off. They're just what they're doing is they're firing these missiles.
It's still
and
disturbing.
North Korea,
of the ocean.
Well, yeah, but I tell you what, it's disturbing Japan a lot more because if those things land and hit, if they're really literally North Korea. You know, you can talk about, is Trump all there? You know, which is a stupid question. And, you know, I expect more from, some people, but not maybe Mika. But when you've got somebody like the guy from North Korea, now,
Mr. Kim.
You talk
crazy.
About there is something as strange there. I mean, his brother was assassinated by somebody rubbing their hand all over his face with poison. And he's trying to say, no, it was a heart attack. No. No, it wasn't. It wasn't a heart attack. It was somebody assassinating him. So, you know, when you get into that, you have to really try and figure out. North Korea is pushing. Russia's pushing. And I think Trump's going to be pushing back at him and just say it's like this. And the way you push back at North Korea is you go to China. Because China can do something. China has something that we don't have. They have the oil. They can literally turn off the pipes from China. And North Korea has no fuel. They can do that. They've done it before to get them back under control. So now I see this headline you just showed. It says, Dems smell blood in the water.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Comey turns on Trump. You know, this is Drudge. This is on the Drudge Report. And, of course, Schumer. You know, here's the thing is, if it's anything positive, you know, it just broke their hearts to have to say something positive after the speech when he came off really well. And then we get into sessions, and then we get into – though I have to admit, you know, why would Trump tweet something like this?
I know.
I mean, is there anybody that just says – does he wake up in the morning sometimes and he's exercising and he goes, you know what? Or he's just been briefed on something. And that's the other thing. If he's briefed on something, it goes, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. See, that we don't know about. And then he goes, turns around and goes, we were, you know, we had a wiretap. Obama ordered a wiretap. Ha, you know what? The only thing he had to say was, there's been reports that we were wiretapped prior to the election. And I want this research. That's all he had to say. There's reports. I want this to be investigated, just like I want the Russian things being investigated. If there's anything to, I'm going to get rid of those people, blah, 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 blah. No. There's got to be somebody's got to be sitting in this man's lap. I don't know who it is, or sitting next to him with a dump button. Just like Bob sits here with the dump button in his
lap.
It
is our friend.
He sees me getting, you know, I start standing up to start, you know, really getting on to this. He picks up the dump button just in case. He's never had to use it.
It's a nuclear football.
He's the man that handles the nuclear football. We need one of those for Trump. We need a dump button for Trump. For what he tweets, not for him, but for when he tweets, somebody pushes the button, it just erases it. We'll be right back with Enjoy.
And Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta Ready. The news brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino, better at the river.
From townhall.com, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. Supreme Court is returning a transgender teens case to a lower court without reaching a decision. Attorney Daniel Schmidt of the Liberty Council says that regardless of what the lower court rules, the losing side will probably launch a new appeal to the high court.
The question will be how quickly the Fourth Circuit issues a new opinion on this matter. I would certainly expect, regardless of the outcome of the new Fourth Circuit opinion, that it'll go back to the Supreme Court as soon as that's done.
The justices said today they have opted not to decide whether federal anti-discrimination law gives a high school girl the right to use the boys' bathroom in her Virginia high school. The White House has requested that lawmakers investigate whether President Obama wiretapped Trump Tower during the campaign last year, as alleged by President Trump over the weekend. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In a written statement, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said the president wants the congressional intelligence committees to determine whether executive branch investigative powers were abused. A spokesman for former President Obama said the claim is simply false, and the former director of national intelligence, James Clapper, said no such wiretap activity was carried out against Donald Trump. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Utah Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz, who heads up the House Oversight Committee, calls the president's accusation a very serious one.
The president has at his fingertips tens of billions of dollars in an intelligence apparatus. I think he might have something there, but if not, we're going to find out.
Chaffetz appeared on CBS's This Morning. Stocks have been broadly lower this morning. Banks returning some of their gains after a surge last week on rising interest rates. The U.S. dollar has been mixed against other North American currencies in New York, trading worth 1.34 Canadian dollars. More from townhall.com.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
General Motors is selling off its loss-making European car business. More details on the transaction from Angela Charlton.
General Motors is selling its European car business to the French car maker of Peugeot and Citroën. This marks GM's retreat from a major market. It has also raised concerns about job cuts in Europe.
And this will realign the industry and create Europe's number two automaker after Volkswagen. The combined company could make 5 million cars a year before it's all said and done. U.S. businesses increased their orders in January. The Commerce Department says factory orders rose 1.2%, led by a jump in demand for aircraft. orders have risen 1.3% in December. However, a category that serves as a proxy for business investment edged down just a hair by 0.1% in January after 3 months of what had been solid gains. More from townhall.com. Fear and disbelief weighed on the minds of those who gathered at a Sikh temple after the shooting of a Sikh man who said a gunman approached him in his suburban Seattle driveway and told him to, quote, go back to your own country. Kent Police Chief Ken Thomas spoke to ComoNews.com.
Some comments were made to the effect of get out of our country, go back to where you're from, and our victim was then shot.
Authorities say the gunman approached a 39-year-old Sikh man as he was working on his car in his own driveway in the city of Kent. A survey from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds divisions over what constitutes the American identity. About 65% of Democrats said a mixture of global cultures is important, compared with 35% of Republicans. 57% of Republicans list Christianity as a key to the American identity. That compares to just 29% of Democrats who feel that way. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 6.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on Monday, the 6th of March. Good morning. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. I am eager. I am there. I am ready.
Oh, nothing shocks you, and then it does.
What's the weather like, sweetie? I'm still, you know what? I'm still hearing from people that says, "How do you put a dump button on the phone of Trump?"
So. That comes with the wiretap.
Exactly. Currently 43 degrees. Exactly. In the downtown studios. Good morning, everybody. It looks like we're going to have temperatures around 50 degrees today with showers and then 41 tonight. Tuesday calls for showers again with our highs of 55 and lows of 45. As we take the National Weather Service forecast, we have rain throughout the week or a chance of showers. Winter storm warning in the mountains as well. I think Bob told us in the first hour that it's that could be extreme conditions in the mountains. So weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 365-3793. Let's go to the phone. Sally, good morning. What's happening with the Patriot meeting tonight?
Good morning. Yeah, we have a film from Tuesday morning Board of Supervisors meeting where the sanctuary county was discussed, and we are going to play that for all of those people who could not attend because it's at 9 o'clock in the morning and a lot of people have to work. We're going to play that and show what our supervisors, you know, let them get an eyeful of what our supervisors are like and what they're doing.
Well, you know, here's the thing is that it was a 3-1 vote. Leonard Modi wasn't there, saying that they did not want to bring up and vote on whether Shasta County should take itself off the sanctuary county list, because
exactly.
under the new state law, it appears that if the new state law passes and is signed, And even if it's not signed, and if even if he vetoes it, it could be overridden. But if it's signed, that says our law enforcement authorities will not help the feds when it comes to people that are here illegally. And I don't That's think right. that they've drawn any lines that says, well, if they're here for murder. I mean, if you've arrested them for murder, it's okay. I think it's not really clear. So Tehama County has said, we're not going to be a sanctuary county. Anderson is getting ready to vote to see if it's going to be a sanctuary, you know, saying it's not going to be a sanctuary city within the county of Shasta. So that's what happened. And so it is interesting, and I can't wait to hear from the one of the board of supervisors when I get them on about why, how they voted on that.
That's great. You know, and Siskiyou County also voted to be a non-sanctuary county.
Right. You know, and they're doing this in the sense that, you know, there's a lot of Fed money supposedly coming out here to help us with infrastructure and all that, and they just don't want to get caught up in that. But then on the other hand, you got California, who's got California money that can say, you know, this thing's a mess.
Yep, it is. So anyway, we're going to play that. And on Saturday, we had an awesome rally for President Trump in front of the Holiday Inn. We had about 150 people come on out with their flags and signs and smiles, and not one car was torched.
Not one car? Was there a riot or anything?
No riots. We had a couple.
Did you go out and hit? Did you go out?
A couple of missed fingers, but that's about it.
A couple of fingers, okay. But did you run out?
Yeah.
When you were holding your signs, did you run out and hit people?
People would join us. Would pull on, pull in the parking lot off the street and come in and join us. It was really fun.
Was there any bra burning going on? That's what I want to know, Sally.
Is there any what?
Bra burning. Was there any bra burning going on?
That totally dates you, Carl.
People were pretty much dressed to keep warm.
Oh, okay. Oh my God. I got it. It was kind of rainy, too. All right. Got it. All right.
Yes, come on out tonight at 6 o'clock, 3276 Pacholi Lane, and watch your Board of Supervisors in action.
Oh, yeah. That's in action. There's the operative word. Okay. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Sally.
Right.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy, this is what he does. This isn't a part-time job. He trains shooters all over the state. Well, I should say the central and northern part of the state. All of his instructors are NRA trained. He provides follow-on training for all of his instructors. You're not going to find a more complete CCW training in the state of California than right here at Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 530-999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. Okay, hey, we're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada.
Morning.
We're here for Enjoy the Empire.
Enjoy the magazine. Of course, it's the first of the month, and we always love to get you on to talk about the March issue, what's happening in the store. You're always growing and changing. So welcome. What's going on? Just kind of the top of your mind. To start off with you, Rhonda.
What's going on? Well, we're working on April right now, and we just continue to just move right along. There's really not much new. I don't think there's anything.
Yeah, there are new things in the magazine. There's always new stuff.
Your hair is new.
My hair is new, yeah.
And your name's not new, but it's, you know, I'm putting it out there on Facebook.
And
now
I'm
getting your degree.
Just finished my microeconomics class and moving on to art. So
microeconomics.
And still taking
pre statistics. You've had a lot of changes this year.
It's been crazy.
Had a grandbaby, got married.
Another grandbaby on the way.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you guys are just like, wow, okay. Yeah.
They're breeders.
Yeah, I guess so. The brood.
We need breeders.
The brood is growing. Okay.
We need breeders like you.
And James, your 15-year-old twins?
Yeah, we had my twins turn 15 on Sunday. So we were celebrating that. Yeah.
I used to babysit them when they were brand new.
I know.
My word. Well, you've been with us now. We've been together for just 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew you before that. So I remember coming to I remember you were the first place that I'd gone into when I first moved to Reading when you were up on Lake.
Yes, okay. I remember
that. You had
that
big building and you had the most hip. I thought, oh, my God, the big Apple computers and the colors. It was very Apple looking.
Uh-huh.
You know, so
can we buy your old Apple
These
computers?
People are going places. So fast forward, enjoy the 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years.
I actually have something that I'd like to share with your listeners, if you wouldn't mind. It's personal, but it's something that I'm trying to help. So, you know, My kids go to Reading Christian School out in Palisadro, and my oldest boy graduated last year, and one of my twins is out there. But anyway, there is a senior that is there this year. His name is Noah Vickery. I don't know if you know the Vickery.
Noah Vickery.
Yeah. We know Garrett. Is it?
I'm thinking of somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, Noah's father is a graduate of Simpson, and he was a hotshot basketball player, and so is his son.
Okay.
And his son right now is in a competition, a national competition, a 3-point shooting competition. And how it has worked so far is there have been 3 rounds of voting. You have to vote first. So they keep eliminating kids by popularity by voting. And this is a nationwide competition. He has made the competition. He has made it through the first 2 rounds of voting. And we're now in our 3rd round of voting to get him to go. Only 2 kids will go to this national shooting competition. And Noah is in the final voting rounds.
Isn't so there 4 left?
There are 4 kids left, yes. Yeah. And he's the only one from the state of California that survived.
Oh, my gosh.
And so he needs all of our votes.
It's Where do we go?
So you go to highschoolslam.com. And from there, there's a menu, and it says men's 3-point. And there are only 4 choices. His name is Noah Vickery. You vote for him.
Okay, let's put that in the chat room. It's called what?
Highschoolslam.com.
Okay, and then we'll ask all of our chat packers to go and vote for him.
Does it have anything to do with being able to hit 3 points?
Yeah.
Or is it just a popularity
contest? No. So what this is so once whoever ends up winning the popularity or vote contest actually will then go to the actual 3-point national.
Do you get to see the kids shoot at all in this?
When you go vote for him, there is actually each student has information and a video.
Okay.
Oh, fantastic.
So you can actually see him shoot.
Yes.
So he's the only one in California. He's right here from Reading.
And he's right here from Reading.
We want to see a Reading boy do well.
I would think that other people that, with all the Facebook friends you have and we have, that we ought to push this down. I mean, we could get
there
him down
is.
To Central and
okay.
We could get
so,
him down to.
So, yeah, if you go now, switch, just go over. Slide to the right, and you should see Noah. Oh no! You know what? The thing is once you get there, you have to go to the menu and do
at the top. There's a 3. It says 3-point men's 3-point.
Men's 3-point. Yeah.
But if you go home, back to the home.
There it is up top. Men's 3-point.
Okay, we're looking
that?
At this
yeah.
way.
And then there's Noah right there on the right. And then you scroll down, and underneath his name is the ability to vote. Now the thing is
cool.
So done.
Yeah, there. So see, so you go. So you just vote, and you can vote as, I mean, it limits you, but if you, like, change browsers, change devices, change your, whatever it takes to get the votes, because obviously the kids on the East Coast that he's competing against,
right?
They're doing it, because this morning, you know, they jumped ahead. So we're really trying to rally for Noah, because he is an incredible kid. He is so well-spoken, if you've seen him do any of his interviews. He's at a 40% on his 3 shots right now, and
great.
He deserves everybody's vote. And
he has a really nice family.
We're going to do that. We're going to do that.
I love that.
And we'll spread it out among our friends to see if we can't get them.
And the voting ends, I believe, Wednesday morning or Thursday morning, one of those 2 days.
Okay, well, that was really nice to start your time off, because I know that isn't Reading Christian School? Are they starting? Or is it going to still continue?
Yeah.
Okay, for some reason we had the herd.
No, it was Grace
school.
Baptist or Liberty Christian.
Okay, but Reading Christian's full in full swing. Oh, all right, just to clarify that, because somebody else asked me that on the street.
And even
day.
With Liberty Christian, I know that they were still trying to figure out ways to save the school,
right.
So I don't know if that's, you know.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in the city of Reading with the only trained watch repairman. You're not going to get anything better than at Four Winds Jewelry, estate jewelry. Anything they have, the integrity and the honesty of Rebecca and Henry is unimpeachable. So you're getting a great deal for your money. It is. They're unimpeachable.
I like that.
It is. It's true. They're great people down at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, Red and Clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lot. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Mazzotta from Enjoy the Magazine, covering a lot of things. This portion of the show, of course, we needed a love on our sponsors as well. Dandelion. Went in there the other day, and they have some darling things. Great. Actually,
always.
Rodeo Week is in May, so they actually have some things they're putting out now. And, some, you know, of course,
Rodeo
we've gotten
week.
Past, and Easter's coming up. We're just at that point right now where we want color, color, colors.
Right. So, especially for this long winter we've had.
Oh, my gosh. It's been gloomy. And anyway, so 1322 Pine Street is Dandelion.
I'm now thinking about getting a tattoo of a big red rose on my chest. And by the way, for those who weren't at the Wind River Rancheria thing on Saturday, you missed the chance of seeing my bare chest.
Yeah. Did you
my
see Carl?
Bare chest.
I saw the pictures.
And you know, and of course, the hair on my chest was
gorgeous.
And
gorgeous.
I'd like to say thank you to Maria Orozco, who came up.
She's awesome.
And she said, "Hey, is that real?" And reached a hold and pulled out a handful of my hair. After
Maria.
I stopped screaming and dancing around, she goes, I'm sorry.
Well, of course, the Reading Rancheria gives away so many grants and so many, you know, $150,000 that night alone just of grants to nonprofits and to certain charities. And it's just really, let's always remember that with the event is about, but it was called circus themed.
Yeah.
Right.
But on top of that, they do so many other things. Like Maria is constantly coming into our store and putting together gift crates for giveaways.
Well, yes. And she's done that for us a couple times.
I know. Yeah, we love them. Yeah.
She was just in, and you know, she actually starts almost every crate out by hand picking a single item for us to work off of, like a theme. You know,
mm-hmm. Well, then, you know, great. Here's the thing: is enjoy the store. And I know we're getting ready to talk about it in the magazine, but so many times we have come down and just picked out things, handed it to you, you put it in your crate, and off it goes. We don't have to think about it after that because we know it's getting there, and everybody so much appreciates it.
Yeah, thanks.
So, no, you just got great stuff down there. Okay.
It. Okay, well, let's talk about some of the articles that are written. Okay. In this month, what has been your motivation for the March issue of Enjoy? Usually you start off with a theme.
Well, the theme is Enchanted.
Yes.
So, you know, I think it comes together with a lot of the stories in here about, you know, just the overall feeling of celebration, fun, confidence, fixing, that kind of a thing. One thing at the very beginning of this issue is something that's new. We're doing some contests on our website. So we have a giveaway that we're doing with Shameless O'Leary. So mm-hmm. That's something that's new. Also, we have something called Closer Look just for fun. We've started kind of a picture game where you go in and there's two pictures and you have to find what's different in each picture. And these
Ooh,
are things
I love
that are
that.
Like, so this is one of our, this is our coffee tea.
Kind of like the highlight. What is it that you have in some of the magazines? A highlight? Mm-hmm. Okay, so, what's missing, what's added? Love
yeah.
it. Okay,
so I
do that. I
this
love
one
that.
Is actually hard. I tried and I failed.
I
had to go to Rhonda and have
I've got one. I've got one. Okay. I've got one right away.
But so there's some fun things when you asked about things that are new. And we constantly are trying new things in the magazine. So we get, you know, hopefully people can find them and be entertained.
Well,
you know?
You just kept. Okay, Linda's out of the show now.
I know.
Linda's on the show and she is now,
trying to find.
She's counting things and they're going, okay, there's six of these. And
yeah.
Okay, there's six of those.
But the article that starts us off that's kind of enchanting and colorful is called Pretty Bird, and that's on page, I think, what is that?
11.
Mm-hmm. And these are at Turtle Bay. These are the lorikeets.
Yes.
And I don't know, have you ever been there?
Look, let me tell you something. When Christy Kidd comes in here, at least 2 or 3 minutes of each show is dedicated to my love of the lorikeets.
Oh, they're so
aren't
awesome.
They amazing?
I come in there, and my favorite thing was the little kid that had it on, you know, that little bit of syrup on his head, and then it spilled and was swarmed by the lorikeets.
You know, they give I sat the there and I was going to. It's
yeah.
nectar.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay, well, the nectar. I was going to buy two more and throw them on the kid.
Just to watch.
See if they could just swarm him and knock him down. It's
the
a small
birds.
Trout.
Yeah.
Well, I love how that lorikeets are the clowns of the parrot world.
They are. And what her whole point is that, you know, they have had other exhibits with birds, but that these birds, you know, are really have individual personalities. And they're trying to just show to people that you can come into one of these kind of aviaries and sit and watch, and you will actually get to see the different characteristics between the birds. Even though they, you know, they may look like a clone, they really have individual personalities. Lorikeets are birds that are come from islands, so they're very unique. And there's, I think she said, 17 species of them,
mm-hmm.
And they've got, I think, eight.
I imagine out there from separate islands, and so they'd have their own characteristics, mm-hmm. their own genetics, and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, but it says here that Turtle Bay works with 2 certified lorikeet breeders from Florida and Texas, and with zoos that may not be able to house them anymore, Turtle Bay keeps around 30 lorikeets and gives live to be about 15 years old. But they also discourage people, right, from buying parrots because of their wild nature. It's how much of a mess they make and the fact that they can live it to be 100 years. So,
oh, my God.
It's nice.
Parrots can be 100 years old?
Yeah,
parrots,
that's true. Yeah.
Hey, and by the way, we've already had our chat room voting for your
that's
great. So
good.
Cool.
We'll remind them again at the end, but we really, really appreciate it. What's interesting also, too, about these birds is they're unique is that they have a bristled tongue. That helps them feed because they are nectar feeders.
And they're pollinators.
And they're pollinators.
Ooh.
So they actually have a tongue that's like a bottle, like a bottle washer. It's long, it comes out and then it's got not barbs, but like a brush.
Like a little bristle brush.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. That they stick down into the flower and it helps them to pull the nectar and collect the nectar on it. And
wow.
Then like Rhonda said, they are pollinators. So these are very important to the ecosystem on the islands as far as pollinating. All the different trees and things. So anyway, you can go to Turtle Bay and experience it. My kids love it. I love it. It's a lot
Same
of fun.
If you're ever feeling blue, that's the perfect thing
to
do. It yep. reminds you of how beautiful nature is and how our world our world is a beautiful place. If you mm-hmm. just let go of, like, we were talking about how negative sometimes what's happening with news and in our planet right now. It's just, you're trying to all aspects of what it is to keep happy mm-hmm. in the world of chaos.
Well, this weekend, my kids and I sat on the couch and watched Planet Earth 2. It's a those documentaries. Oh, yeah, yeah. And to be really honest, not to get all sappy and weird, just nothing political, nothing like that. But
that's all right.
When you sit and you watch a show like that, for me anyway, this is me personally, I have such an incredible hard time thinking about all the crap that goes on in the world. Because it's like, you look at this and you think, what are we doing? We should be doing everything in our power to be a part of this and preserve this and to, you know what I mean?
Yes. Because
this planet is astonishing.
It's astonishing.
And as human beings, I think sometimes we're so smart, but yet we're so simple and stuck in our little rut of our place.
Right.
That we forget to look up and out and down. What's going on around us? And
we never look up in the trees, and that's where you never look up, because most people, when you're walking in the woods and everything, you have to train people to look around them, to turn around and look behind them sometimes, and to look up. And I'm just talking about in combat right now. But most people will fixate on what's around them, right? What's in front of them. Yeah. They're not looking up. You have to train people to look up, scan, and look above.
And I know this even from my store.
Behind them.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
What you're saying, and that is just kind of an analogy of what our lives are. We're so focused a lot of times on just trying to get through the days with all these things that are bombarding us. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we don't look up and see the great things are going on, or look around to the side, or even turn around and look, gosh, that was behind me. Look what's been accomplished.
And cell phones, our lives with the cell phones have made us look down.
Probably even worse. Yeah.
They made us look down.
And that's it. We look down.
Across while you're in a traffic stoplight and you look at people not even looking around as they're walking through a crosswalk, as they're on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
So just a reminder. Just thank you for that. For that beautiful. In fact, yeah. I would love to see that documentary.
It's a whole series, and it's just mind blowing. And they've got like episodes like, you know, desert, jungle, ocean. But every time we watch it as a family, I just am like completely blown away by what you see, and just think, oh my God, what are we doing?
I know, you feel blessed. You feel like that grain of sand,
yeah,
right?
Totally.
One of grain of sand. Well, let's take a break on that when we come back. Of course, we're talking more about what's happening in the Enjoy magazine, in the Enjoy store. We're here with Rhonda Albee and James Masada. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460 on this Monday morning. 8:30 will be right back after this break.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
JPR and U.S. Bank welcome Peter Yarrow and Noel Paul Stuckey of Peter, Paul, and Mary to Reading's historic Cascade Theater March 11th. It's an evening of folk harmonies and songs of social justice, and you're invited to sing along. Tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org. Peter Yarrow and Noel Paul Stuckey of Peter, Paul, and Mary at the Cascade Theater March 11th.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR 1460.
Good morning. It is 8:33 in the morning right here on the 6th of March, 2017. 43 degrees going up to 50 today with a little rain coming in. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, the best place in the world to get a haircut. Veteran-owned business with discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold, the place to get a haircut. We're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store, and we're getting ready to talk about food, the food truck.
What? Ma de Ma Der Sap House and Grill. What's good?
Mater.
Okay, let's see. I had to read it out. So.
Do you know where it is?
No.
Oh, you haven't seen it? Oh,
no, tell us all about it.
Wilda's used to be.
The old Wilda's.
Oh, yeah. Really? Okay. Oh, that's walking distance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Around the corner.
Which, by the way, not to take away from Mater, since this is their thing, but, you know,
Wilda's
is moving next door to us at the Enjoy Store. Yeah.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, so they're opening a second location
Another
right next door.
Another wonderful downtown eatery. Yay! Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys have seen, too, but there's Final Draft moving up, opening up across the street from us, which is a – they took the old Maritime. No, the Maritime.
They took the Maritime.
It is gorgeous. I'll show you the pictures. I took pictures.
Oh, wonderful.
It's a full restaurant and brewery. I mean, it's got the vessels inside and everything. Do you remember, like, Katie Brewery used to be there?
Kenneth Diamond.
It's kind of like a resurrection of that, but in their own way. So
what's going to happen on that corner where the Nigel Skeet used to have his photography?
So there's something in there.
Well,
I talked to the owners, and they won't
space.
Tell us what it is.
Oh.
And they keep saying it's going to bring lots of people downtown, and that's right next door to the new brewery.
Oh, I'm so excited!
And something's going on. They have a relationship between them, so it might be something that's complimentary. I'm not sure.
And there's supposed to be that whole downtown area that's going to. Is that this thing with the food truck?
No, that's a whole other thing that somebody's trying to put together behind it in that. Park.
Yes, in the park.
So then just on the other side of the railroad tracks from the park is Mater Sap House.
Right, where Wilder's used to be.
So let's talk about this. This is one of your highlight articles here on page 29. Let's talk about that. So working at a restaurant.
So this gentleman, which I unfortunately cannot even pronounce his last name.
No, we're not even going to try.
Let me see.
And his brother Alex.
Okay.
Started the lunchbox truck? The yellow lunchbox trucks. And his parents are from Laos, I believe.
Okay.
And they immigrated here,
Paolo Sabana.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
And they immigrated to Susanville, where his parents worked at a bakery. And then eventually they came to Reading, and his parents owned a Winchell's, and then now they own the donut shop that's up on Lake Boulevard, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Mom went to school to Shasta College, learned English. So it's a real success
Love
story.
That.
The boys started the food truck.
Can I say this?
Mm-hmm.
Here's people that are just a welcome addition to our family here in Reading.
Mm-hmm.
Just a welcome addition. They came through did it the right way, assimilated into us. They're capitalist all the way.
Yeah.
They want to be a success. They want their kids to be a success.
Yep.
That's all people want. That's all people want for our country, and, you know, to do something like that. And especially the English part.
Mm-hmm.
And then training their kids. Yep. I mean, this is an American success story. This is what Dr. Paige DeNuca talks about, why people come to this country.
Absolutely. And so they started the lunch.
It's the American dream here.
Yeah. So they started the lunch truck. And then from there, he has had this desire to continue to expand their food kind of empire.
Mm-hmm.
And so they started this restaurant, which is a mash of Asian, American, Mexican, a little bit of everything.
Thai.
Yep.
I love it.
But they're
okay.
All
Saporito.
Saporito, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to try it.
And they're just good people that are hardworking and know what it is to, have to put 100% into run a business.
And their family works there, cousins and that kind of thing. So
it said, we love to cook and everybody enjoyed our cooking, so we did this. We wanted to share what we like with the community.
Yep.
Thank you.
And Martyr Sap House means what, Rhonda? Translate.
Come and get it.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay.
Because when we first started, we're like, why did they name that? We don't even know what. And then when you read it, it's kind of fun.
Makes sense, right? Right.
But it's like, it's like, come and get it, come and eat.
So now we know where Wild is. It's across from the real estate
parking lot.
It's
right there on Placer Street.
Right.
Right on the other side of where the back side of the post office is.
Right.
It means come on, come on. And sap is the Lao adjective that refers to delicious or flavorful food.
So come on, come on.
Or the
delicious.
Bomb.
The bomb.
Love that. Love it. Okay, so let's go on to some other of our highlighted.
It's chaos in here today,
yes,
guys.
Yes, we do. Yeah. So you have a lot of fun.
I just had to get another cup of coffee. So going by Linda and James is just a show in itself.
Yeah.
So.
There was also another article in here on a new business that's called In-N-Out Smart Repair in Reading. It's over by Trader Joe's and Jersey Mike's.
Oh yeah,
Jersey
Mike's. In that little area. Yes.
Yeah, we can't ever say enough about Jersey Mike's.
I love Jersey Mike's
and how they support the veterans in this community.
They're great.
I'm telling you,
they do a lot.
They're outstanding.
And
so
this is a repair shop. I mean, it looks something. I mean, it's a beautiful. They've done an amazing job.
Really,
but when you go in, it is so clean and beautiful and modern and high tech.
They repair your.
They can repair, damaged phones, computers, electronics, things like that.
Did you know they've got this new? Not a spray, but a liquid that you can put on your screen of your phone.
Uh-huh.
And it's the strength of, sapphires or something like that, that once it's on there. I mean,
liquid
it's,
diamonds.
It's not diamonds, but it's like the strength of sapphire they can apply to your screen of your phone to protect it. Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
I
just spent $50 yesterday for a new cover for my phone.
My goodness.
Well, you know, on your iPhone, the actual lens.
Right.
And your finger scanner,
right?
That is actually sapphire glass. That's manufactured.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So,
a lot of people don't realize that.
And by the way, if you've got like your Safari or something like that on your phone locks up, and you think that so I went back and reloaded everything. I just wiped everything down and reloaded, and it was still locked.
Mm-hmm.
If you go into your general part and you go down to Safari and you just scroll down, and it says erase contents. You hit that, and guess what? It resets everything for you on Safari. I didn't know that. This is after 30 minutes and 40 minutes of doing stuff.
Call
me. I didn't know it. Well, I should have, but I should have because everything else worked on it. Anyway.
But anyway, so you know what? My son helped his good friend move yesterday, and he dropped his phone. Then he called me, and he said, I got a small crack. He came home. It was a small crack in the corner, and, of course, I didn't lose my mind. I was just like, damn. And then he went in and went to the bathroom, and while he was on the pot, he dropped it from 2 inches off the toilet, and it completely shattered.
Oh, boy.
And so he came out today, and he was like, Dad, my phone, and looked at it, and it's like pieces of glass everywhere. And I looked at him, and I said, you know what?
you got to go to In-N-Out.
Okay. And so has he?
He hasn't gone yet. No, this has happened last night.
I have been there, actually. Well, you have been there? I had a phone that my son's phone was broken, and I had an old one that the case was separating from the glass. The glass and case were separating, so I took it in there. I mean, he had it fixed in 3 seconds.
So you just, it's like, I mean, it's on the go. It's like a walk up fast food, get my phone fixed while I'm
at
lunch.
And you can go online and make an appointment too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So
it depends on the level of damage. I mean, if it's something that has to stay, they'll work on it overnight, but you can drop it off and move forward. So it's nice because it's super simple and easy and, you know. It just makes it, and with our technology today, you know, my kids have iPads, they drop them. They're, you know, it's just like, ugh.
And it's a chain, too, so there are other stores.
Oh, it's a chain.
Yeah.
Well,
it saves
wonderful.
You from having to buy a new one.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah,
especially, can you fix, like, a cracked screen then? Is that
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, the article, the article that's in here is talking about a gentleman that brought his computer in, they got it fixed, and he was so happy that he brought his iPhone that he left on the top of his car. And it fell off, and then he ran over it. So it was completely smashed by a car, and he brought it in, and they fixed it.
And then they have a lot of used phones in there that you can purchase, too. So.
Oh, I need some burners.
Burners?
Yeah, burners. You know, kind you can come in and use, and then before the feds can get to you, throw it away. They're called burners.
Come on, Carl. Spy stuff. Hey, let's go on to another article.
Yeah.
And if you guys don't mind, I just think heroes, two local heroes here. It's called Guess How Much I Love You, Reading Books to Babies in the Neonatal Intensive Care Unit.
Okay, so.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to get emotional on this one. Yes.
You know, because I actually know Nick pretty well from Leadership Reading. And this is about Nick and his wife, Abby, who were so excited. She was pregnant and found out they were going to have twins due in March. They were born in December.
Oh, my gosh.
3 months
so,
early.
Yeah. So at 27 weeks, they were born. And they just got home. Oh, my gosh. They were in the neonatal.
March, and they got home.
Yeah.
Abbreviated NICU.
In the NICU for more than 60 days.
Which I can't even imagine. I mean, not that it's important. I mean, the babies are fine and safe. But, you know, we have twins, and one of our twins was in the NICU for 9 days. And I can tell you what the bill was. I can't imagine what the bill was for two babies in the NICU for that amount of time.
So what this story really is about, you know, it's great. The babies are home and they're just adorable. But they were told that, you know, because babies, that all they hear when they're in the NICU is the beeping sounds of, you know, all the machines, the breathing machines and everything.
The talking.
So it's really good for them and important for them to have some voices, you know, constant voices. So
because what they're associating with is children in the last trimester.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they get a lot of their input from the body, the heartbeat, the breathing, the sounds from outside the womb is super important for their development. And when you come 3 months early, you're not going to get that.
You're hearing are the beeping sounds and the, you know, the machines that are in the NICU. So so Nick and Abby started are in the process of starting this organization that's going to have books, children's books in the hospital so that parents can read to their babies that are in the NICU. And well, not just the NICU, but
could you do this in a way? I'm sorry, go on.
No, that's fine.
This is such a great idea. But sometimes people can't be there. Is there a way to put this on, like, you know, like books, you know,
tape books on tape, and that they just play into
the baby's area there so they can hear, you know, encouraging sounds
possible,
and everything?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I still think that there's something about the human connection and energy. And I think that, you know, just like sensing that somebody's in the other room, you know, it's
comforting.
It's human being to human being. And the energy is just like, why is there a tone in a song that will make you cry? It's the tone of the voice and the nurturing of a voice. So I think that this is really fascinating.
It's
really
pretty awesome. And they're still in the process. I think that they're getting closer to having it approved. But, you know, because books get touched by people and they don't want a lot of germs and that kind of thing. So the books maybe in the NICU
and
will have to
so
be
many
more
people
books that can be wiped down.
Or
they could be maybe like a Kindle or something like that that they can, you know.
Just read off of.
Just read off of something.
What's interesting, though, too, is that, you know, people have such a heart for these babies in NICUs that we actually have a woman in our store that actually hand crochets preemie hats. And donates them to the NICU so that the babies can get a because most of the hats aren't big enough. Are not small enough.
He's an angel, Larry.
Hey, let's take a quick break here. That's what a great story that is. You know, that's something that, you know, people could – how do you volunteer for that? I mean, to do something like that, but you come into the – do you have to be, like, in gowns and all this kind of things?
I would imagine.
But you just sit there and read.
There's a hand-washing station before you even come into the NICU.
Because you know it's got to be – it's, you know, because they've got to really be guard sterile and all that. That's, you know, when you – and you don't even think – see, that's one of those things that you need to look up. You know, that's when I was looking up.
Well, and also, what a blessing for us here in Reading to have a level 3 neonatal unit.
Well, you know, the babies were 2 pounds each.
Because otherwise you would have to go to – a lot of people have to be go to another city.
You see Davis or something
Davis
like
and
that.
Stuff.
Wow. Well, you know, we have some fantastic medical care here.
And the nurses, I can tell you, in the NICU are fantastic.
Well, you know what? I have yet to meet
– our neonatal nurses are still there. If you can imagine, my kids just turned 15.
Wow.
And they're still in there. And
that must mean they must like
Dr. Troggett is the head of the neonatal unit, but we have a young woman that just moved here from back east, and she comes in with her mother and shops a lot in our store, and she is actually going to be the new head of the neonatal. She's this young, incredibly vibrant doctor that you just can't even believe that she's going to be head of neonatal.
From where?
Somewhere back east. I can't remember.
Back east, okay.
Yeah, but she's now a resident here. She was just in like 3 days ago. Her mom comes out all the time, and you know that's her baby. And they shop, but she's there.
All right, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for well over 20 years, voted best in the North State. It's a veteran-owned business. These are the people we use, Martin and his people. Such great, great, great workers, and they can fix any type of heating or cooling systems. They can put in new ones. They can give you on-demand water systems, which they did for us, which has just worked fantastic. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada of Enjoy the Magazine.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments, and don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. Now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, March 17th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. ByStar Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at ByStar Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at ByStarBank.com. ByStar Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. And it's Monday. It's the 6th of March. It is 43 degrees going up to 50 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where they have discounts for seniors and veterans and veteran-owned business, 365-3793. We are here.
We are here.
With our friends, Rhonda Alvey, who just got me into deep trouble. You just did, because Linda just looked at me like, oh, wait till the show's over. You are going to be punished. And you know what? I deserve it. I did something that wasn't very nice during a break. And James Masada, who urged me to do it. But it wasn't my fault. And I didn't start it. But it was all because we were talking about this article.
Well, there's a lot of things in the Enjoy, a lot of wonderful articles. I'm going to do a little diversion here. A lot of wonderful articles. It's such a treat for us the first Monday of the month to always have you on, go through the magazine, and you always have really inspiring stories of local people in the community. And let's talk one more time before we get into like things that are being carried in the store. One more time again about the senior basketball player. Let's go to, because our listeners are going into and voting. So let's go on that again.
Appreciate it. Again, the son of Eric and Abby Vickery, who are both business owners here in Reading. Four kids, I believe, all go to Reading Christian, where my sons go. He is a senior this year, Noah Vickery. He is a three-point whiz, and he is in a competition that you can vote. Right now, it's a voting process to just get him to be able to qualify to go. And it's been three rounds of voting. We're in our third round, and it ends either this Wednesday or Thursday. I apologize for not having the right date. But he has to be voted to and beat the remaining kids to for him to go to Arizona and compete in three-point shooting. So it is highschoolslam.com. You go to the top menu and you do men's three-point. His name is Noah Vickery. You vote for him. Again, I ask that you vote as many times as you can during this period of time. He really needs your vote. It's neck and neck with this other student that's on the East Coast. He is the only finalist from California. There are four boys right now that are competing for the last two spots or one spot to go to this competition.
So exciting.
www.highschoolslam.com. And you go up to the top. It says men's three-point. And just drop down. He's the fourth person. So you'll go through the first page, and it'll just flip over to the next. Yep. And there you are.
Noah Vickery. You vote. And you can if you're doing it on a smartphone, quit the app and restart it again, and it'll let you vote several times, and then eventually it will kick you off, and then in a few hours it becomes active. We've been doing things like turning off our Wi-Fi, going to cellular, going to different browsers, using different computers, doing my laptop, my phone, my iPad, you know, any way we can get the votes in, because literally that's how much voting is going on. It's insane. I will tell you, though, this other student, and I don't know anything about him, but he is being sponsored by McDonald's.
Oh, my goodness.
So we have been competing against this kid who has the backing of McDonald's Corporation. And
the whole McDonald's Corporation?
And they're neck and neck.
Yeah. So
they didn't know what they were doing when they took on Enjoy.
Well, and also the North State. That's
so cool. Can you imagine out of all, out of this whole entire competition, he's the only boy from California that's made
well,
it.
Well, I think it's time that we spread this out to our friends all over California. Everybody's got friends down there on Facebook or other places.
Friends, churches,
send it to
schools.
Them and going, hey, here's a chance to have one of Redding's finest, Redding Christian School.
And he's a good boy.
Okay.
Let's talk about what's going on in the store. And you have a spread about some of your wood products. And, you know, personally, I can say a person cannot have too many wooden spoons. And all different kinds of shapes and sizes. I love wooden spoons. My girlfriend one time for Christmas, she knew that I was looking for, and I want the big wooden bowl. Mm-hmm. I still haven't gotten the really big wooden bowl.
I have different,
you know, large sizes, but I wanted a big one. Anyway, so different variations from the 40s, the 50s, sets of, you know. And I love to pull the wooden bowls out with the tossers to take to parties with a salad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what you have here are locally made, wonderful wooden bowls and spoons.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about what, when you walked into the Enjoy store, about what we're going to see?
Well, when you walk in, depending on what door you go in, if you're coming in on the west door, as soon as you walk in, you turn to the right, is a large portion of our wood section. And these are all handmade, hand-turned, carved wood bowls, spoons, and just about anything you can think of. The spoons that we're featuring in here are Helmsman, and they are four gentlemen up in the Weed area. These are world-class heirloom quality spoons. So they're not cheap, but these are something that you would buy and give either for yourself or give as a gift, knowing that
this spoon
is probably like my grandma's polenta spoon, where everybody wanted it after she was gone. It came from her mother, you know, that kind of a scenario. These are considered heirloom quality. They use three or four different woods only, but they actually use some local woods. They use madrone, so they're beautiful. They use curly eucalyptus. They're just absolutely gorgeous, and you can't even tell until you put them in your hand and touch them.
Wow.
How magical they are. The bowls, we have, you know, we have, I don't know, 10 maybe turners, and they all do their own thing in different ways. Burl woods, exotic woods, local woods. We have serving trays and platters and art pieces. And, you know, it's amazing. And so many of these wood turners are, you know, in their 80s and 90s. You know, this is an amazing gift, and I'm hoping that they're trying to train some younger people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, you know, I got some, you know, Karen brings over all types of stuff that I just go, oh, no. But when she brought over all the wooden bowls, I'm sitting there thinking, oh, man, that's just beautiful.
And I'm always open for more.
Oh, yeah. The spoons.
Hint, hint.
And that looks like a soup ladle that's part of it.
This ladle, yes.
Yeah, right there.
They actually will do entire place settings. So you can get forks,
but
knives.
You've got to treat it differently. You can't wash it.
You can't put it
you've
in oil.
There's a certain kind of oil you have to put on it after you've washed it.
Yep.
And we're about ready to run out of time here.
Oh, my gosh.
Already.
So, okay, the Enjoy store, and you guys, lavender spray. Different kinds you have in.
Yes.
That'll be there today.
Yeah.
I always buy it the day you come.
Yeah,
you're on the air.
Lima Hooley's gone, dear.
Okay, but we have some other ones.
Yeah, we do. Lots.
Okay.
Okay, just tomorrow, Lucky Jez Ronnie and a few others coming from the district attorney to talk about the big Wednesday anti-scam meeting that they're having, or kind of a little get-together for all the vendors and everybody to learn about scams on Wednesday. But he'll be on tomorrow, plus a number of other people.
I'm sure there's
right
lots
here
of them.
At, oh, gosh, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460.
Thanks,
have
enjoy.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river. We now join Town Hall News in progress.
40. To keep our people safe.
Administration officials say the six countries included in the ban have ties to terrorism. The Supreme Court has chosen not to rule on the case of a transgender teen. The High Court sent the matter back to a lower court instead. The justices were asked whether a federal anti-discrimination law gives the girl the right to use the boys' bathroom in her Virginia school.